In today's gospel, we see that Jesus had a blind date, a spiritual date. It wasn't so blind for him, for he knew what he was going to do. Somehow, he journeyed out of Jewish area into a Samaritan town. Now, the Samaritans and the Jews, as we read in the gospel, they had nothing in common. They were enemies. Jesus sent his disciples away. Go get some food. And he waited and waited. And here comes his date. Sure enough, a Samaritan woman approaches the well to draw water. Jesus starts the conversation. Woman, give me a drink. She replied, you, a Jew, asking me, a Samaritan and a woman, for a drink? Then Jesus started sending messages to strike her faith. He prepared the woman to accept him. His inner light of faith slowly began to discover that the one speaking was a very special person. On this blind date, Jesus saw a woman, daughter of God, seeking spiritual guidance. Here Jesus gave one of his convincing sermons. Whoever drinks the water I give shall have within him a fountain providing eternal life. Jesus had no problem preaching God's message. He preached on the mountains, he preached by the sea, in the synagogue, and in the streets. He had no problem. He had a mission, and he was determined to fulfill it. Today, sitting by Jacob's well, he had a message to deliver, and any place was the right place for Jesus to deliver his message. You know, one priest just ordained had a problem giving the message. He went to the bishop. He said, Bishop, I cannot do it. He said, can do what? He said, I can preach. He said, I go blank when I face the congregation. Well, the bishop, he said, calm down. He said, you have to start with a little story. Put the people at ease and then give them the message. For example, he says, the bishop, next Sunday is the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. So you tell the people, I am in love with a married woman whose name is Mary. Well, the priest said, I think I can do that. So he went the next Sunday and he started. He said, the bishop is in love with a married woman and I forgot her name, he said. Jesus wants to give us eternal life. He wants a date with us. But in order to benefit from our conversation, we, like the woman of Samaria, have to let go our inner light to meet him. Only this way we get to know him. Only this way we get to know Jesus Christ. Through knowledge of Jesus, does not come from books, not even from the Bible itself, but it comes, true knowledge of Jesus comes from a personal confrontation with him. Then our life takes a new meaning and becomes complete. Therefore, our Christian life is based first on discovery, to discover Jesus Christ, so that our blind date becomes, develops into a deep relationship. Secondly, on communication. No discovery is complete until it is shared with other people. The woman went to her village and told them, "I have found the Messiah." Told them everything that he told her. We are to do the same. We are disciples with a mission. It is our privilege and our duty to live, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus, especially to those who have no hope. If you and I are not as excited about our faith, perhaps it is because we are not in touch enough with Jesus Christ. Today we are asked to get to know Jesus Christ, not to know about him. St. Paul made it very clear. He didn't say, "I know about Jesus." No, "I know him," he said, "in whom I have believed." So the message today is to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, and then to go and spread the good news of the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.